弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning brothers and sisters。
我们感谢比安卡为我们选了一些美好的诗歌带领我们一起的敬拜。
Special thanks to Bianca for choosing such wonderful stories in leading us to worship。
我们很少有机会唱广东的歌曲，粤语的歌曲。
We have very few opportunity to sing songs in Cantonese。
那我们知道我们当中也有一些人是讲广东话的。
Of course, we know that some people among us speak Cantonese.
这是一首非常优美的诗歌。
That is a wonderful, beautiful song.
那就把希伯来书第十一章这个信心这个的这些的故事能够带领出来。
Which portray the story of faith from chapter 11 of the book of Hebrews.
今天呢，我们来继续学习路德记。
Today we will continue our study on the book of Ruth.
那么今天我们要学习是路德记的最后一章，第四章。
We will study the last chapter of the book of Ruth, chapter 4.
那么第三章呢，是讲述了拿俄米如何为路德来筹划婚事。
In chapter 3, we read how Naomi planned Ruth's marriage.
其中我们看到了拿俄米的机智。
We saw Naomi's wit.
路德的忠诚以及波阿斯的担当。
Ruth's loyalty and Boaz's taking up the responsibility.
所以我们的结论呢，乃是上帝借着提供这样的机会给那些愿意跟从他的人。
So our conclusion based on chapter 3 was God fulfilled his plan by providing some opportunities for those who were willing to follow him.
从而实现他的计划。
And that's how he completed his plan.
那么如何去把握这次机会，则是面对这些天赐良机的人所必须要思考的。
And how to seize these opportunities, those who have been given these opportunities, they have to consider.
那么在第三章，路德跟波阿斯为我们树立了一个很好的榜样。
So in chapter 3, Ruth and Boaz set up a very good example for us.
那就是要深藏于上帝之爱之中。
Which is that we need to abide deeply in God's love.
那么第四章呢，就记载了波阿斯为了买赎之事来奔走。
So beginning of chapter 4 records how Boaz was pursuing the redemption matter.
因此波阿斯在这一章里他就占据了这个舞台的中心。
So Boaz occupied the center stage.
那么拿俄米和路德呢，则在这一章则退到了幕后。
And Naomi and Ruth retreated behind the scenes.
那么作者通过波阿斯的担当在这一章里启示我们什么样属灵的真理呢？
So the author, through Boaz's role, what spiritual truth was he trying to reveal to us?
那么在整个事件的背后，我们是如何体会到上帝的作为呢？
And how was God's work reflected behind the whole incident?
所以我们希望从今天的我们一起的学习中，我们得到一些答案。
And we hope to find the answer from our today's study.
我们每个人的生命成长之中啊，都有他人的祝福跟帮助。
I believe every one of us, as we are growing in our lives, we have been helped by many other people.
我想我们当中没有一个人会说，我从出生到现在，我谁都不需要，我全都是自己赚来得到一切的。
I don't believe anyone among us would say, since my birth until now, I have never helped.Never got any help from anybody. Everything I did by myself.
我想这是不可能的哈。
I think that was impossible.
没有父母，我们就没有生命哈。
Without the parents, we have no life.
你像是如果这计划生育要提前啊十年实行的话，我大概都不会出生的了哈。
If the family planning schedule was 10 years ahead of time in China, I would not have existed.
那么我也遇到一些个中国大陆来的年轻人哈。
I also met some young people from China.
他们居然不是独生子女啊。
And they were not the only child of their family.
所以我就问他怎么会呢？你们家怎么可以生两个生三个呢？
So I asked, how come your family can have two or three children?
当然他们都是住在比较偏远的一些地区哈。
Of course, most of them live in remote places.
但是他父母也是为了多生孩子付出代价哈。
But in order to have more children, their parents pay the price.
那有公职的就会被降职或者是被罚款。
Some people were demoted or fined for having more children.
其实除了父母之外啊，我们每个人生命当中都会遇到一些特殊的人物。
But in addition to our parents, every one of us would encounter some special people in our lives.
因着这些人物的出现，他在我们的人生当中产生了巨大的影响。
And because of their presence or their appearance in our lives have been greatly impacted.
那么这些人呢，甚至改变了我们生命的轨迹。
And these people might have changed our life trajectory.
那么传统的中国文化认为呢，这些人呢，都是我们生命中的贵人。
Now in traditional Chinese culture, we believe that these special people are the noble people in our lives.
其实认识了上帝之后，我们知道其实这些可以帮助我们的人都是神为我们所预备所安排的。
But after knowing God, we know in fact that these people are all prepared and arranged by God for our benefit.
所以不论我们的生命中有什么样的不幸，
No matter what misfortune we find in our lives,
人生中有何等的坎坷，
And how many difficult situations we have in our lives,
但是就是因为我们的人生道路上有了这些人的帮助
But because of the help from these people
我们才可以走过的
That we can overcome
所以这些都是神的恩典
So we can see this is all by God's grace
那么一个很著名的基督徒的作家叫魏乐德的哈
There was a very famous Chinese author, writer, Dallas Willard
那么他是曾经是这个USC 的哲学系的教授
He was a philosophy professor at USC
也是一个著名的基督徒的作家
He also a famous Christian author
但是他很小的时候他两岁的时候他母亲就去世
But his mother passed away when he was 2 years old
所以呢他父亲呢后来又再婚
And his father remarried
但是再婚之后呢他这个继母非常不喜欢孩子
But his stepmother did not like children
但是偏偏这个他这个前妻呢这个前面呢留下了三个孩子
But the previous wife left 3 children
那么最小的就是这个达拉斯他是年纪最小只有2岁、啊、
And the youngest was Dallas He was only 2
那过了几年之后呢他的哥哥、啊、他的哥哥就结婚了、啊
A few years later, his brother got married.
那么他结婚了之后呢？那个时候达拉斯也不过才有5岁的样子。
And when his brother got married, Dallas was only about 5 years old.
啊，他哥哥娶的这个嫂嫂呢，其实当时也不过只有18岁而已。
And the brother's wife, his sister-in-law, was only 18 years old.
但是呢，他们。就开始把达拉斯送到去跟他哥哥嫂子住在一起。
So Dallas was sent to live with his brother and sister-in-law.
那么这个5岁的孩子真正是只有是在他嫂嫂的关爱下才得到一个家庭的温暖。
So as a 5-year-old boy, he received care from the sister-in-law and he felt he was in the family.
所以直到若干年后当他嫂嫂去世的时候那么达拉斯还非常感慨说他的嫂嫂给了他小时候最需要的母爱。
So many years later, after his sister-in-law passed away, Dallas remembered and said when he was very young, his sister-in-law gave him the family love.
所以神的恩典从来都不会缺少。
So God's grace will never be lacking.
所以当我们忘记了恩惠的时候，有时就很难有这个感恩的心。
So sometimes if we forget all these benefits we receive from others, it's hard for us to have a grateful heart.
所以很多时候啊，我们牢记的是那些伤害过我们的人。
Most of time, what we remember are those people who hurt us.
但是我们很容易忘记那些曾经帮助过我们的人。
It's so easy to forget those who have helped us.
这是一件很遗憾的事情。
This is a regrettable thing.
所以我们要真是要有一个感恩的心来过每天的生活，我们就要常常思想神给我们的恩典。
So in order to live a life of gratitude, we need to remember all God's grace for us.
上帝把这些所谓的贵人放在我们的生活当中。
God places all these very special people in our lives.
只让我们能够享受他的恩惠。
So that we can enjoy his grace.
主神也是鼓励我们，能够希望我们可以成为他人中生命中的贵人。
But God also wants to encourage us to become the special people in other people's lives.
你知道，每一次我看到这个有一些美国家庭领养中国的孤儿啊，我心里都非常的感动。
Every time I see some American family adopting Chinese orphans, I am very touched.
因为这些的父母真的是非常的伟大。
Because these parents are so great.
其实他们并不是自己没有小孩。
It's not that they don't have their own children.
但是他们看到这些在中国出生的孩子被遗弃之后，他们就把他们领养回美国。
But when they saw these children being abandoned in China, they wanted to adopt them and bring them back to the United States.
所以这些孩子在同龄人当中呢，他们既不一定聪明，也不一定漂亮。
These children who were being abandoned were not beautiful or intelligent.
有的甚至有明显的残疾。
Some even have very obvious disabilities.
就是因为这样，他们才会被遗弃的。
That's why they were abandoned.
但是因为这个美国父母的爱心呢，他们的生命就完全的被改变了。
But because of the love of American parents, their lives are completely changed.
这个就是我们今天所讲的波阿斯一般的担当。
So this is what we talk about today. That is Boaz's.Responsibility.
因为波阿斯的担当就改变了路德跟拿俄米的生命。
Because of Boaz's taking up the responsibility, it changed the lives of Ruth and Naomi.
不但使他们的生活有了依靠。
Not only they found a dependent resources.
而且使他们将来有了后代，可以家族的名声可以得到传染。
But that they also had descendants to pass on the family name.
好，现在就让我们来看这一段的经文，在路德记的第四章。
So now let's turn to the story of this this section in Ruth chapter 4.
第一节到第十二节。
We will be reading from verses 1 to 12.
我来读中文，裴师母来读英文。
I will read in Chinese and Mrs. Petzl will read in English.
路德记第四章一到十二节。
Ruth chapter 4 verses 1 to 12.
波阿斯到了城门，坐在那里。恰巧波阿斯所说的那至近的亲属经过。波阿斯说，某人啊，你来坐在这里，他就来坐下。
Now Boaz had gone up to the gate and sat down there, and behold, the Redeemer of whom Boaz had spoken came by. So Boaz said, Turn aside, friend, sit down here, and he turned aside and sat down.
波阿斯又从本城的长老中拣选了十人，对他们说，请你们坐在这里，他们就都坐下。
And he took 10 men of the elders of the city and said, Sit down here. So they sat down.
波阿斯对那至近的亲属说，从摩亚地回来的拿俄米，现在要卖我们族兄以利米勒的那块地。
Then he said to the Redeemer, Naomi, who has come back from the country of Moab, is selling the parcel of land that belonged to our relative Elimelech.
我想当初那块地的是你，其次是我，以外再没有别人了。你可以在这里的人面前和我本国的长老面前说明，你若肯赎就赎，若不肯赎就告诉我。那人回答说， 我肯赎。
So I thought I would tell you of it and say, but it, in the presence of those sitting here and in the presence of the elders of my people, if you will redeem it, redeem it. If you will not, tell me that I may know. For there's no one besides you to redeem it, and I will come after you. And he said, I will redeem it.
波阿斯说，你从拿俄米手中买这地的时候，也当娶死人的妻摩雅女子路德，使死人在产业上存留他的名。
Then Boaz said, the day you buy the field from the hand of Naomi, you also acquire Ruth the Moabite, the widow of the dead, in order to perpetuate the name of the dead in his inheritance.
那人说，这样我就不能赎了，恐怕与我的产业有碍。你可以赎我所当赎的，我不能赎了。
Then the Redeemer said, I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I impair my own inheritance. Take my right of redemption yourself, for I cannot redeem it.
从前在以色列中要定夺什么事，或赎回，或交易，这人就托鞋给那人，以色列人都以此为证据。
Now, this was a custom in former times in Israel concerning redeeming and exchanging. To confer a transaction, the one who drew off his sandal and gave it to the other, and this was the matter of attesting in Israel.
那人对波阿斯说，你自己买吧，于是将鞋脱下来了。
So when the Redeemer said to Boaz, buy it for yourself, he drew off his sandal.
波阿斯对长老和众民说，你们今日做见证，凡属以利米勒和基连马伦的，我都从拿俄米手中置买了。
Then Boaz said to the elders and all the people, you are witnesses this day that I have bought from the hand of Naomi all that belong to Elimelech and all that belong to Chilion and Mahlon.
又娶马伦的妻摩雅女子路德为妻，好在死人的产业上存留他的名，免得他的名在本族本乡灭没。你们今日可以做见证。
Also Ruth the Moabite, the widow of Mahlon, I have bought to be my wife, to perpetuate the name of the dead in his inheritance.That the name of the dead may not be cut off from among his brothers and from the gate of his native place. You are witnesses this day.
在城门坐着的众民和长老都说，我们做见证，愿耶和华使进你家的这女子，像建立以色列家的拉杰、利亚二人一样，又愿你在以法他得亨通，在伯利恒得名声。
Then all the people who were at the gate and the elders said, we are witnesses. May the Lord make the woman who is coming into your house like Rachel and Leah, who together built up the house of Israel. May you act worthily in Ephrathah and be renowned in Bethlehem.
愿耶和华从这少年女子赐你后裔，使你的家像他玛从犹大所生法勒斯的家一般。
And may your house be like the house of Perez, whom Tamar bore to Judah, because the offspring that the Lord will give you by this young woman.
所以这段经文就讲了波阿斯如何去为拿俄米和路德来做买赎的这个交易。
So this passage tells us how Boaz made the redemption transaction for Ruth and Naomi.
这是第一节啊，就有三个单词可以引起我们的注意啊。
And there are three words in the first verse that drew our attention.
那么第一个词就是那个动词，说波阿斯到了城门。
The first one is a verb which says Boaz went up.
那么拿俄米呢，在曾经说，在上一章说，说那人今日不能成了这事，他必不休息。
Now Naomi said in the previous chapter that the man would not rest until he has finished this thing today.
确实如此。
Indeed.
拿俄米呢， 说的是没有错，波阿斯没有回家的。
Boaz did not go home that day.
而是直接的从当时那个麦场就到了城门。
Instead, he went directly from the field to the city gate.
因为原文的这个动词的含义呢，中文并没有完全的翻译出来。
The meaning of the original verb could not be translated fully in Chinese.
那个动词的意思就是走上去，上到城门那里去。
The word itself meant to went up to the city gate.
所以呢
go up.
这个波阿斯是迫不及待的心情是可想而知的。
So we can see how Boaz was doing this thing so in such a hurry.
因为那个时候的城门呢它是有一个小的广场。
Back then, by the gate, there would be a plaza.
而且呢在城门里面会有一些房间呢。
Inside the gate, there were some rooms.
所以你可以在公开的地方，也可以在房间里面，都可以有民众聚集的。
So people can congregate either in the plaza or in the rooms.
那么这些就在这里可以分解诉讼啊，宣告消息啊等等。
So they can resolve disputes or they can announce some news at the gate.
所以波阿斯迫不及待的就来到了城门。要为买赎的事来决定。
So Boaz's urgency was very obvious. He wanted to take care of this redemption matter.
不但波阿斯行动迅速，那么上帝呢也是迫不及待的。
Not only did Boaz move quickly, but God could not wait either.
其实第二个词引起我们注意的单词就是那个恰巧。
And the second word that caught our attention was it so happened.
那么恰巧那个至近的亲属就从这里经过哈。
It so happened that the most close relative happened to pass by here.
那么其实在这个词呢曾经在第二章的第三节就已经出现过。
Now that word also appeared in chapter 2 verse 3 before.
那么当时路德呢是出去要捡麦穗，他恰巧来到了波阿斯的田里。
Ruth was out picking the wheat and she happened to come to Boaz's field.
我们知道在那个地方那不是恰巧，那真是神为他的预备。
So we know that it wasn't by accident but that God was prepared for it.
这里也是预言。
So the same is true here.
上帝是要促使这件事情发生。
God made this to happen.
所以时常啊，我们觉得上帝回应我们的祷告是非常缓慢的哈。
Sometimes we feel God's answer to our prayer is very slow.
我们祷告一年呢，两年呢，好像神都还没有回应。
After we pray for 1 year or 2 years, it seems that God still didn't answer.
那我们一起来查经啊，这个在主日学里面看到以撒和利百加一起了祷告，祷告了将近20年的时间哈，他们才有生育儿子。
So in our Sunday school Bible study, we found that Isaac and Rebecca prayed about 20 years until they have children.
所以上帝好像是行动都是非常的缓慢哈。
So as if God moves very slowly.
不过上帝也有行动迅速的时候。
But there are times when God moves very fast.
这里面就是一个情况。
And this is that kind of situation.
所以当上帝行动迅速的时候，他就需要我们要跟上上帝的节奏。
So when God moves quickly, we need to catch up with his tempo.
所以第三个动词是引起我们注意，第三个单词的，就是在这一节里面，他讲到某人。
The third word that draws our attention is someone.
所以他讲到说这个至亲的亲属的时候，
When he talks about this close relative, this redeemer,
波阿斯没有说这个人的名字，而是说某人呐。
Boaz didn't mention his name, but said someone.
那么是不是波阿斯不知道这个人的名字呢？
Didn't Boaz know this person's name?
那显然不合情理的。
This makes no sense.
他们是很近的亲属嘛。
Because they were very close relatives.
那是不是作者不知道他的名字呢？
Maybe the author didn't know this name of this person.
这个也不太可能，因为作者在这个写书的时候就好像一个什么事情他都知道一样。
This is very unlikely because as the author was writing the story, it was as if he knew everything.
因为这别人在房间里面私密下说的话他也知道。
People talk in private, he would also know.
所以这个唯一的可能就是作者故意忽略了他的名字。
The only possibility was that the author deliberately ignored his name.
那么在第一章中我们看到呢，俄尔巴就是路这个拿俄米的两个媳妇，俄尔巴跟路德。
So in chapter one, we saw Naomi had two daughter-in-laws, Orpah and Ruth.
那俄尔巴呢，就跟路德形成了一个鲜明的对照。
And we saw that Orpah became a strong contrast with Ruth.
那么这里呢，也是这个至今的亲属跟伯阿斯也形成了一个鲜明的对照。
And here, this close relative.Also became the contrast of Boaz.
我们也特别提到，在第一章的时候，我们说作者并没有谴责俄尔巴。
I remember I mentioned that in chapter one, the author did not condemn Orpah.
因为他只是做对了事情而已。
She only did what was right.
但是路德做的事情是更美的。
But Ruth did a more beautiful thing.
但是这里却完全不一样了。
But here it was different.
作者显然是谴责了这位至近亲属的行为。
It was obvious that the author condemned the behavior of this closest relative.
因为他没有尽责。
Because he did not do his duty.
所以历史都不会留下他的名字。
And history will not remember his name.
所以第这十二节经文当中呢，我们看到有重复率，哈，一个经常出现的词。
So in these 12 verses, we see the law of repetition. There is a word that repeats itself.
那特别是在波阿斯和这个人在对话之间的所谈的事情啊。
Especially during the conversation between the closest relative and Boaz.
这个词买赎啊，就出现了八次之多。
So the word redeem appeared about 8 times.
显然这是本段经文的。核心内容
，which is the focus of this passage。
所以我们来看第三节。
So let's look at verse three。
对波阿斯出面不是为自己来找一个老婆而已啊。
Boaz came forward not just to look for a wife for himself。
第三节他完全是为拿俄米来出面洽谈买赎之事。
So in verse 3, we see that Boaz came forward for Naomi to negotiate the redemption.
所以当伯阿斯向这个至亲的亲属提出来你可以买赎这个地的时候
So when Boaz mentioned to this closest relative that he can redeem this land,
这个至亲的亲属先是同意后又反悔
So this relative first agreed, but then he changed his mind.
你看如果是收购产业是有利可图的自然就欢喜同意。
So if to buy a property will increase your profit, of course you are willing to do it.
但是要承担买赎的责任则是损失巨大。
But to take up the responsibility of redemption will assume a great loss.
试想啊你如果花钱买了这个地不属于自己的。
So let's imagine if you spend money to buy a piece of land, but the land does not belong to you.
而且你还要供养两个人每天来吃饭，就是拿俄米跟路德。
And you have also to provide food for two extra people, Naomi and Ruth.
而且生了儿子呢，也不是属于自己的。
And then to give birth to a child, and the child does not belong to you.
这岂不是白白的养了别人的孩子啊
？So you would fail to raise other people's children in vain.
而且关键的是，你原有的产业本来是可以分给自己的儿子的，那么现在可能都会受到影响。
But the crucial point is that the property you owned to yourself, in order to share with your children, you will probably share with more people now.
所以不但没有获利啊，完全是赔本的买卖。
So this person does not think he will profit, but he will lose.
所以这位至近亲属的计算与自私。
So the calculation and the selfishness of this relative
就映衬出了波阿斯的高大与伟岸。
Revealed Boaz's nobility and his great stature.
所以这段经文另外有一个词经常出现的，这个词就是名字。
Another recurring word is name in this passage.
那么在第五节，波阿斯就提到过说，他要为死人存留性命。
So in verse 5, Boaz mentioned that he will try to keep the name for the dead.
那有三次出现了在第十节到第十一节里。
And this one name also appeared three times in verses 10 to 11.
波阿斯宁愿损失利益，也要为拿俄米家留名。
Boaz was willing to lose his profit in order to keep the name for Naomi's family.
但是上帝呢，却反过来要使波阿斯在以色列人当中留名。
But in turn, God wants to keep Boaz's name in the history of the Israelites.
这是个何等奇妙的事情啊。
This is a very amazing thing.
上帝借着波阿斯啊，由路德所生的这个儿子，这个出的后裔，将来就成为以色列人的王大卫。
So this descendant of Boaz by Ruth later became the forefathers of David.
那么又从大卫的后裔而出了人类的救主弥赛亚，就是耶稣基督。
And Messiah Jesus Christ came out from the descendant of David.
所以上帝是何等慷慨和恩典的神。
So we can see how generous and gracious our God is.
而那个自私自利不愿意尽买赎责任的至近的亲属。
And that selfish, unwilling relative who refused to take the responsibility of redemption.
他不愿意给别人留名，他自己在历史上也无名。
Who would not keep a name for others, in turn, he did not keep his name in history.
因为他的行为不配得这般的荣耀。
Because his behavior was not worthy of this glory.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们借着这个故事，真是上帝让我们看到说，我们以为我们是为神所做的事情。
So brothers and sisters, through this story, I think what God wants us to see is that sometimes we think we're doing something for other people.
但是我们给出的是那么的少。
But we give very little.
但是上帝给我们的祝福是何等的多。
But how much more God's blessing will be for us?
这个是远远超过我们所思所想。
It is far above what we can think or imagine.
那以前在这个 UC Davis, 这个 Davis 这个地方住着一个姐妹哈。
But there was a sister who lived close to UC Davis.
那么她的几个不信主的哈。
Her several of her children did not believe in the Lord.
所以当她退休的时候呢，她就想到说，我将来在世界上留的这些财产该怎么办。
So she was thinking after she retired, what should she do with her estate?
那很多人，我们华人都是会把财产留给孩子们。
Of course, most Chinese would leave their estate to their children.
但是她说，她这一生真是没有办法更多的去服侍神。
But she was thinking that she didn't have much more time to serve the Lord.
但是她就说，她到老年的时候，她把她的产业都要放在神的事工上。
So she decided that when she got old, she would leave all her estate, her inheritance to God's work.
所以她就把她的房子里面的这个里面的钱借出来，然后就奉献给一些基督教的机构。
So she borrowed the money she had saved in her house and donated them to Christian organizations.
然后过几年呢，她就把这笔钱就还清了。
So in a few years, she repaid the money she borrowed.
然后她又再一次拿出钱来，再去支持这些福音的工作。
And then she got another loan to support other gospel ministries.
所以她这样啊，已经做了这么好几次哈。
So she did that several times.
那么，把她的儿女都非常的生气啊，都 都说我们不管你，因为你不把钱留给我们。
So her children got very upset, said, you know, you did not leave us anything, so we will not take care of you.
所以，但是这个姐妹就是非常的忠心，用她所有的能力去投资在神的国度里面。
But this sister was very faithful in investing whatever she had to God's work.
我们可以想象，将来她在天国里面所得到的福气将是何等的大。
So we can imagine what kind of glory and blessing she would receive in heaven.
所以能够成为他人的祝福是一个福气。
So to be able to be a blessing to others is a blessing.
所以波阿斯的担当在这里为我们树立了一个榜样。
So Boaz taking up his responsibility set up a good example for us.
但是在这个故事当中，真正买赎的不是波阿斯。
But in this story, the real redeemer is not Boaz.
乃是上帝。
It is God.
他不但是创造的神，也是拯救的神。
He's not only the God of creation, but the God of salvation.
而且他是我们的救赎者。
He is also our redeemer.
他的救赎乃是透过波阿斯的担当而体现出来的。
And his redemption is reflected through Boaz's taking up the responsibility.
这是上帝行为的一贯的模式。
And that is a consistent pattern of God's redemption, how he works.
那波阿斯的壮举呢，也就载入了史册。
Boaz's feat is recorded in history.
目的就是给我们树立了一个效法的榜样。
And the purpose is to set an example for us to follow.
同样。今天我们上帝也会把各种各样的机会放在我们的生活当中。
So similarly, God will put all kinds of opportunities in our lives today.
或许不再是通过类似买赎的这种方式。
Maybe it's not in the way of redemption.
但是我们有同样的机会可以成为他人生命中的祝福。
But we have the same opportunity to become a blessing in other people's lives.
那么这些机会可能是我们的家人，也可能是我们的亲属跟朋友。
Now these opportunities may be to our families or to our relatives or friends.
那么也可能是教会的弟兄姐妹。
Or to the brothers and sisters in our church.
所以当这些机会临到的时候，乃是我们得蒙上帝祝福的一个机会。
So when these opportunities come to us, it's the opportunity that we receive God's blessing as well.
成为别人的祝福啊，是肯定要付出一定的代价跟牺牲的。
To become a blessing to others will inevitably pay the cost and sacrifice.
有的时这种负担呢，甚至是难以承受的。
Sometimes this burden is even unbearable.
但是请不要忘记，我们能够在别人的生命上有份，这是一种福气。
But please don't forget that it is a blessing to be able to.
就像波阿斯用他所有的能力去保护拿俄米跟路德一样。
Just like Boaz, who spent all that he could to protect Naomi and Ruth.
如何对待我们当中的弱势群体，其实这是一种见证。
So how to treat a disadvantaged group in our midst is a testimony.
因为我们所做的就告诉世人说，基督的信仰是一个真实的信仰。
Because what we do will tell the world that the Christian faith is real.
所以这个世界宣扬的是唯利是图，追求的是功名利禄。
This world promotes the bottom line and pursues fame and fortune.
但是教会只是要反其道而行之。
But the church must do the opposite.
所以我们要照顾那些有需要的人。
Especially taking care of those who are in need.
我们要扶持那些肢体软弱的人。
And support those members who are weak.
为的是我们可以将一切的荣耀归给我们的神。
So we can give glory to our God.
那我以前的教会服侍，我就遇到一个这样的弟兄哈。他非常有爱心的。
In my previous church where I served, I met a brother who has a loving heart.
那我是一个偶然的机会才知道他去照顾这个没有父亲的 一对兄弟哈。
By chance, I happened to find out that he was taking care of some children without parents, without a father.
那么当这个家庭里这个父亲去世的时候，他的两个儿子都还很年幼。
When this family, the father passed away, the two young children are very small.
那么其中这个小儿子呢，因为年纪很小，有的时候在教会啊跟其他的孩子在一起，常常会受到别人的欺负。
And the younger son was very small, so sometimes he was not treated well at the church by other kids.
所以这个孩子常常说，他之所以受欺负，就是因为他没有爸爸来保护他而已。
And the child complained that he was not treated well because he did not have a father to protect him.
但是这个弟兄呢，就每隔一段时间就会带他们弟兄两个到外面去吃饭。
So this brother would periodically take these two children to eat.
然后就借这个机会去关心他们，来帮助他们。
And using those opportunities to care for them and to help them.
可以说，在这个他们的生命当中，这是一个很好的见证。
So he gave a very good testimony in his life.
所以我们为他人所做的可以成为他人生命的祝福，这是神给我们的恩赐的机会啊。
So what we do for others to bring blessings to them actually is an opportunity God will give to us.
可能有人会说哈，说有些人呢就是喜欢依赖别人的哈，就是。
Some people may say that, or some people just like to rely on other people.
可能这个会成为别人的负担啊。
It will become a burden for others.
其实呢，还是很容易区别的，因为别人的是到底是别人的贪心还是别人的需要，其实这个是非常容易分别。
Sometimes it's kind of easy to tell these two apart, whether it's a need or whether it's a greed.
当然我们不会满足别人的贪心，但是我们也不能忽视别人的需要。
Of course, we shall not satisfy other people's greed, but we cannot not fulfill people's need.
如果我们为了上帝的缘故所付出的话，上帝都会纪念。
What we do in God's name for God's sake, God will remember.
而他所回馈给我们的，则远远超过我们所思所想的。
The what he will give back to us will be surpassing what we can think or imagine.
因为上帝乃是乐于恩赐的神。
Because God is a God who rejoices in giving.
那么正如在约伯记中啊，上帝这样的宣告啊。
So in the book of Job, God declared this.
说谁先给我什么，使我偿还呢？
Who has first given to me that I should repay him?
因为天下万物都是我的。
Whatever is under the whole heaven is mine.
所以波阿斯的担当呢，所以不但是为拿俄米跟路德提供了生活的保障。
So Boaz's responsibility not only provided Naomi and Ruth with their life security.
那么更重要的是，他按照律法，上帝所赐的律法的规定，为这家人存留性命。
But also he saved the widows from the disgrace of not having children, and he kept the name for the family as required by God's law.
这就是救赎的义举。
So this is a righteous act of redemption.
其实这背后的一切都是上帝所成就的。
In fact, God was achieving everything behind the scenes.
那么上帝才是真正的救赎者。
God is a real redeemer.
波阿斯的榜样呼唤着历代的信徒成为他人的祝福。
Boaz's example calls on believers of all generations to be a blessing to other people.
那么他人若是因为我们所作所为的而感谢赞美神的话，
So if others thank and praise God for what we do,
那么上帝就会因此得的荣耀。
God is therefore glorified.
这也是我们最大的福气。
Which is our greatest blessing.
我不知大家有没有读过一个法国作家的小说。
I don't know if you have read a novel by a French author.
他的名字叫维克德·雨果。
It's written by Victor Hugo.
那么他的这个小说也被改编成电影，名字叫《悲惨世界》哈。
And his novel was made into a movie called Les Misérables.
那么其中的这个主人公的名字叫让阿让。
The main character in the story is Zhang Wuzhang.
那么让阿让的话，因为偷了一片面包，结果就被抓进监狱去了。
John was taken to the prison for stealing a piece of bread.
那么他居然为此坐牢了19年啊。
And for that reason, he was in prison for 19 years.
所以当他被从监狱释放出来的时候呢，其实他的前途也是非常的暗淡啊。
And when he was released from the prison, he had no future.
因为很可能他还会找不到正经的职业，最后他还会回到监狱里面去。
He might not find a job, and then he will be sent back to the prison.
但是他的生命被改变，就是因为他碰到了他人生中的贵人哈。
But his life was changed because he met someone special.
所以他遇到了一位神父，这个神父就来招待他，给他提供了一份非常丰富的晚餐啊。
He met a priest who took him and prepared a dinner for him.
所以当他吃完晚餐第二天走的时候呢，他毫不客气就把神父的这个银餐具就给偷走了。
So when he left the second day after he rested, he took away the priest's table settings.
结果他把这个银器具带在身上的时候，就被警察给碰到。
And he was caught by the police.
警察一看你这个人啊，这样子刚出了监狱啊，破破烂烂，没有家，什么都没有，还带着银餐具，肯定是偷的。
The police saw that he had carried these silver utensils with him, and he realizing that he just left the prison, so he thought that he must have stolen these things.
所以就把他带回了在神父的那里，就说这个是不是这是从你这里偷走的。
So the police took him back to the priest's home and said no, asked the police if he stole this stuff from him.
而这个神父看到这个银餐具之后，他就说这个餐具不是他偷的，是我送给他的。
But the priest responded by saying these were given to him, not that he stole it from me.
那么然后他又顺便拿起了一些个银的这个刀叉，他说对不起啊，你还忘了这剩下的银的刀叉你还没有一起带走，你一起拿走吧。
And the priest also pick up all the silver utensils say, oh, by the way, you forgot to take these which I have given to you.
然后这神父跟他说，你要记得神的恩典，以后应当是如何过你的人生。
And the priest told Zhang Wuzhang that you should remember this grace from God, you know, and you should learn how to live as a good person.
所以这个神父就成为他生命中的贵人，就完全了改变了让阿让。
So this priest became this very special person in Zhang Wuzhang's life, and which also changed his life.
后来他用这个银餐具的钱，他就做了生意，然后就变成一个非常有钱的人。
With the money sold for these silver utensils, he did some very good thing and became a very famous person.
而且他又收养了一个妓女方丁的女儿叫 Cosette.
Then he also adopted a girl born by this prostitute, and the girl's name was Cosette.
那他把整个的他的爱，他的人生的希望，保护都放在这个女孩的身上。
And he devoted his whole life to this young girl.
那么直到这个电影的最后，他的女儿才意识到他的父亲是何等的爱他。
So to the end of the story, the girl realized how much her father loved her.
这就是一个这样的担当的一个很好的例证。
So this is another wonderful example of someone who took up the responsibility.
所以愿我们今天读到波阿斯的这个故事，我们学习到说我们怎么样愿意成为他人生命中的祝福。
So through the story of Boaz today, I hope every one of us learned how to become a blessing to other people.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow in prayer.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your grace.
感谢你赐给我们生命。
Thank you for giving us life.
感谢你在生命中你赐给我们很多的贵人。
And thank you for giving us so many special people in our lives.
主啊，这是你的恩惠。
We know this is your grace.
也让我们怀着感恩的心过每天的生活。
Help us to have a grateful heart as we live each day.
也求主你赐给我们乐一个担当的心。
And we pray that you also give us a heart that is willing to bear responsibilities.
就像故事中的波阿斯一样，我们愿意成为他人生命中的祝福。
Just like the story where Boaz became a blessing for others, help us to become blessings as well.
主啊，我们的生命都在你的手中。
Our lives are in your hands.
愿我们在地上的日子，我们都可以荣耀你。
May our lives on earth can bring glory to your name.
也愿我们在他人身上所做的，可以使主你自己得着荣耀。
And may what we do for others can bring glory to you.
我们这样的祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求。
And we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.